If I am your child surgeon, I am praying for them. I am praying for them before they get into the OR, before I lay my hands on them, during the surgery and after the surgery. Because I truly believe that it's not by my own knowledge, wisdom, and power, but it is by God's power and His hand that is directing me to perform the surgery. So recently I had this patient that had an ear infection that got through the bone and came into the soft tissue, forming an abscess in front of the ear. So I had to take the patient to the OR to drain the abscess and put an ear tube in place. Before the case, I was praying, God, direct my hand. Guide me of where to make this incision to drain this abscess. Show me an area to make the incision that is discreet and not obvious, so that it won't cause any long-term scarring on this patient. Give me the ability to find the area to make the incision so that I'm able to fully drain the abscess and so that abscess will not come back. And I tell you, as soon as I got into that OR and took the dressing off of his ear, the area was so obvious where I was supposed to drain. The abscess was just pouring out pus, purulent drainage. There was no question where I was to make my incision because God guided me on where to. So I always rely on Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path.